Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad you guys are here with us.
Are we
here? You have joined us. What?
Are we here, though?
We are here.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
Therefore, we are. Therefore, we are.
Just making sure.
We're here. Therefore, we are.
We're on the same page.
It's a new view.
All right.
It's all about a new view. It's you and me shooting it out today. Don is fishing somewhere in some lost, forgotten land.
No cell service.
No, but that's not a
bad. Can't get a hold of him.
It's all good. We've got a ton of good stuff to talk about. Some news about Mille Lacs coming up this week. And it was just announced. So there's some news there. As well as some game, fish, and wildlife stuff coming up. So we'll be back with more Valley Outdoors right after this. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference. Well, Ava, Don is out gallivanting. It's just you and I again.
Yeah, this is getting a little ridiculous.
I know.
Where do I send a complaint to?
We're about 2.5 feet from both of us over in the corner, which it'll just sit there.
But I have to wait till he gets here?
All yeah. Right. And no one else will listen.
Plenty of time for me to come up with a well-thought-out complaint present.
Make it very entertaining.
Yeah, if you're not here, you have to have cell service.
We can complain while you're gone. You just have to listen. If you're not gone... You're here, you don't get a complaint.
Right.
It's pretty simple.
All right. I'll just keep track. We'll tally.
That'll work.
Tally
well.
The complaints.
Yeah.
And we'll read them every
Don,
time he's not here.
We're bitching because we're not out fitching.
That's get exactly it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. What do you say?
Donald.
We want to talk about the trip, but I'm not going to.
We can't.
I can't do it till
no.
he gets here.
I want to hear all
of course,
the fun stories.
We're referring to the trip that we had, the 7 days for the drawing. We're going to do that again. We're going to do it again.
The fish with us? Yes.
It was great...
can come next time.
No, you're not allowed.
Oh, I'm not invited.
You have to hold down this fork down here. Yeah.
Okay.
No, it doesn't work.
Got it.
Nice try, though. I'm kidding. I have no idea. It's not up to me. I'm just one of the guys.
I was invited, but it just didn't work out.
I'm just
out
one of the
time.
Guys. That's all I am. Just one of the guys.
Yep. So you're just along for the ride.
Caught a lot of fish, so I just tease you with that.
That's good.
Yeah.
At least no, it wasn't
somebody
a skunk
else is,
out.
Somebody
know?
Else was stubborn. I'll just leave you with that.
Sure.
Yeah, this is going to be so fun. Honestly, you guys have no idea that are listening how exciting this really is. It's just fun. I like. I just. I'm going to have a series of questions, the top five Don things.
That happened.
That happened.
Uh-huh. I can't wait. He needs to be here.
I'm setting the table. I have to do it again every week because it's another week that he's not here, and
right.
I have to set it again so maybe people will listen to this because it was fully entertaining. It will be even more entertaining when he's here.
Right.
Because right now I could ask questions and say, Don, do you remember when? Can you believe we did this? And all I'm going to get is this.
Right.
It you know, maybe I'll get drool when I ask him when he sits here. He won't have a response, but we'll see what happens. It's one of those things. this weekend, another beautiful weekend.
Yeah, a little change in the weather, but.
73, 75 on Saturday.
High 80s.
And then 85 on Sunday.
Yeah.
A lot of hunting openers coming up this weekend. And I just, we talk about it a lot, but you have to make sure when you're taking your dog, no matter what it is, if you're running your dog or doing whatever, you think it's okay, no big deal. That dog is running hard beyond belief.
Constantly.
They don't have an area to cool down. A lot of times they're running in the weeds. They don't have breeze. Their tongue's hanging out. They're trying to cool off. And a lot of times it doesn't work. So you have to be wary of this. And it really came back to a number of years ago. It was probably 7, 8 years ago when he had that warm weekend of, on the Besen opener out in South Dakota. And there was 100 and some dogs that died because of it. Not just had issues, that died. And that's a pretty heavy toll to have on, truly, they're family members.
Right.
And, you know, so you want to take care of them. Be careful. Water them regularly. Watch for the signs of weakness. They start to not want to stand up. If that's the case, you need to get them cooled off, doused with water. I mean, flowing cold water. And you need to make sure that they're going to be drinking as well. And just, they're done for the day. A lot of times it's a morning shot, and that's all you get.
Right.
So it's a real crucial thing, and we need to make sure that we stay on that.
Well,
sure.
I'm happy you brought it up.
So, yeah, I'm very, very concerned about that. It's a big deal. So I think that's one of the things that is important. Something else, just wanted to hit on it briefly before we go to break. The big National Walleye Tour Championship event is coming up out of Ortonville, and they're going to be Ottertail Lake. They're going to be fishing on Ottertail Lake, and it's the top 40 guys out there that will be competing. I think it's going to be a pretty crazy deal as far as the bite on that lake. I don't know what to expect. There's not been a major event on that for years. We did a governor's opener there back when I was working with a station up in the Twin Cities. And I fished in it, and the structures were just, you're driving along in a flat that's 10 feet, and then it drops down to like 80, and then you go a little ways, and it comes right back up.
Oh, geez.
So a lot of structure. They'll be in transition. Whole lot of things that are going to be going on, as well as another big event coming out of Red Wing in a couple weeks. The Masters Walleye Circuit Championship will be coming here to Red Wing. And I think they're going to find it extremely tough as well. Last night we were out, got a 36-inch sturgeon,
okay.
Got some bass, and one 15-inch walleye. Not that we weren't targeting walleye, but nonetheless, you're not seeing a lot of walleye caught. And a lot of experienced guys in the league were out, and not, I think there was three walleyes caught between probably 15 guys that were out. So it was a little bit difficult. I think next week next couple weeks is going to be the same, with the weather not changing, not dropping much in temperature, and the water, as far as that goes, level is not going to change either. In fact, it's going to be dropping even more. So I think...
Yeah, what are we at here in Red Wing?
I think we're coming up on two.
Let me look real quick.
It's probably just over two. As we hit our Google machines quickly.
Yep. So we're at 2.41. We're going to drop a little bit.
What are we going to get?
Like you said, to just above two. Oh, wait. No, that's in the past. So coming up, yeah, we'll be back to about 2 feet.
Oh, boy.
So.
That's critical. Very critical. There's no flow. You can literally sit in the river. Oh, yeah. It's dropping. Oh, boy. That's
technology's cool.
Yeah.
We can just predict.
Yeah.
Look it up in 2 seconds.
Not good. Well, stay tuned. There's some more things we're going to be talking about. I think there'll be a lot of fun. And you will enjoy. Guaranteed. Don't move. Don't turn that dial. Hang with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back, you guys. Good to have you with us. As always, like to have us checked out on Facebook and thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Yeah, what can you find there online?
Everything. Anything.
That's
anybody
right.
Who's anything
mm-hmm.
is going to find it there. If you're a podcast listener, you can catch it there. You can, all sorts of links.
Got some, I was going to say, information on there for you. Pretty
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. And actually, it's kind of fun now. You could pull up the interactive map, and it pulls you and takes you right to the state you want to go, either hunting or fishing, and it pulls up the regulations right off the bat. So you can go to our site easily. If you're in the field and you want to know, where do I go, or what is the limit, or when is it opening, you can punch that up, click on the state you're interested in, and it'll pull it right up for you.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
Technology. Okay.
Sorry, I was just confused. Lost for a moment. I'm better now.
Thinking about how wonderful that new website.
Yeah, exactly.
Lost in a daydream.
I just lost.
Yep, it's all right.
It was nice. Big story in Mille Lacs this week. Mille Lacs, obviously we've talked about it a lot. It has been catch and release for most of the year so far.
Yeah.
And now as of the 16th, Thursday, and it will be open to a limit of one walleye, 21 to 23 inches, or 1 over 28 for any anglers. And it's effective through Tuesday, November 30th. So you can go to Mille Lacs and keep a fish now. Changing to the fishing regulations also took effect on the 16th. Fishing hours on Mille Lacs are 6 a.m. to midnight for any species, muskie and northern pike. Anglers using artificial lures or sucker minnows longer than 8 inches will be allowed to fish during the midnight to 6 a.m. night closure. So they're going to be able to fish throughout the whole deal.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So big news on that. That's
And do you know why? Like, is it just good numbers or what makes them change that?
It has to do a lot with mortality rate.
Okay.
They wanted to also cut the harvest because there was with ice fishing, there was a significant harvest. So they have to have the harvest levels within a certain parameter on the lake. And summer months, it's definitely affects the fish much more heavily when it comes to catch and release. And they didn't want to have to worry about that. So,
well, that's good.
Yeah. Kind of a neat way to take care of that. Story coming out of Montana, and I've got a lot of my buddies that are going out grizzly hunting, or not grizzly hunting, they're going elk hunting, but they'll expect to be encountering grizzlies. this is crazy. That's why I think it was almost part, I almost put it as part of the things you make you go, hmm. Grizzly bears have been potentially to be found anywhere in the western two-thirds of Montana, west of Billings, and their distribution is denser and more widespread than previous years, the article says. Some areas with dense concentrations of grizzly bears are very accessible to hunters, especially during the archery season, according to Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks. Things to keep in mind, because they're saying hunters must be expecting to see grizzlies. That's the title.
Like, just expect it.
Expect it. It's going to happen.
All right.
Yeah. That's why I'm like, okay. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
Sharing is caring, you know.
Thank you.
Yep, exactly. Carry and know how to use bear spray. Keep it within easy reach and be prepared to use it immediately. Stay alert, especially when hearing or visibility is limited. Watch for environmental indicators of recent bear activity. If there's an abundant fresh sign of grizzly bear in the area, consider hunting elsewhere. Let other hunters know when bears and or fresh signs are observed.
Well, be a good neighbor. Let me know about those bears.
Okay, I'm sorry, but I have to read this again. If there is an abundant fresh sign of grizzly bears in the area, consider hunting elsewhere.
Some people need you to write it out like that, though. Like, they don't get it until you're like, for real, don't do it.
I know. Travel and hunting groups whenever possible, Ava.
Okay.
This can help you make casual noise to alert bears to your presence, and it may also increase your chances of survival in the event of a bear attack. You know why that is?
Why?
You just don't have to be the slowest runner.
I was waiting for that.
I mean, you don't have to be the fastest, just not the slowest.
Right.
That's always good to be in a group and make sure someone is always slower than you.
Jeez. Push them down if you have to.
Just trip them.
Just a little stick.
Just stiff.
Yeah, stiff arm.
Stiff arm. Football move.
Oh, no.
Follow all food storage regulations. Contact an applicable land management agencies, i.e. the Forest Service, to learn what food storage rules apply where you're hunting. Avoid carcass sites and concentrations of ravens and other scavengers.
Okay.
And carry the equipment you need to process a carcass and get it out of the field as quickly as possible. If you harvest an animal, remove it from the field as quickly as possible. No, yeah. I'd like to leave it in my camp.
And for real, though. No.
I just... Wow.
The bears are winning. Let's put it that way.
The Charlie Sheen bears are winning. Winning.
Winning.
That's, free meal for those guys. But, you know, what do you do? I find it odd. I do. When you have these kinds of directions, the bear spray, yes, I get it. If somebody's going to be knowledgeable enough to go out there and go hunting, 99.99% of the time, you just have to say the percentage of bears is high. Right now, grizzlies are...
They're out.
They're big time growth in numbers. My friends have said the same thing. It's pretty crazy. They put electric wires around the camp.
Mm-hmm.
They'll put tin cans and bells on them. They'll do everything to alert once somebody, if something does come in, they can hear it. It's pretty heavy duty. Jumping into another story with some early teal seasons that have been out, and wanted to jump on that. Early teal season, two Ojibwe tribes are closing hunting season on Sun Reservation waters. Out of the Outdoor News, a front page story by Tori McCormick reported that two Minnesota Ojibwe tribes have announced they are closing overwater hunting on some reservation waters to coincide with a statewide early teal season that opened earlier this month. The story continued and was developing earlier. And per the DNR press release, the hunters need to note that Leech Lake Band plans to restrict hunting on waters with activity and harvesting of rice beds during the early teal season and September Canadian goose season. That'll be through this weekend. According to this particular scenario, the White Earth Band also closed all active wild rice beds utilized by their band members under the jurisdiction due to the early teal season as well. The DNR believes the closures may be inconsistent with the state tribal agreements and potentially in conflict with the state statute and federal case law. However, legal questions raised by the band's actions are very complex, cannot be resolved before the season opens. The DNR advises waterfowl hunters to be aware of these recent tribal restrictions on wild rice lakes and encourages hunters to avoid putting themselves in situations of potential conflict. So just be aware of those laws, or should say, be aware of those restrictions that are mm-hmm. going to be on any body of water that you're going to be fishing, so, or hunting, or whatever you're going to do on them. So we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more Valley Outdoors and something about a Friends of Animals and a lawsuit against a federal duck stamp. That and more when we come back.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together we can make a difference.
So, Ava, teasing on the way out, talking about the Friends of Animals lawsuit.
Okay.
They actually, in this particular case, they had a lawsuit against the federal duck stamp.
Yeah. So we were talking for like 2 seconds where I was like, what? Like, how?
And they actually are going to drop their lawsuit now.
Okay. So this was a lawsuit, but it's not anymore.
But it's not anymore. Yeah.
Okay.
I think when everybody hears this, they're going to go, this is...
Well, no wonder then. This is dropped it, huh?
This is a little crazy pants.
Okay.
But that's... We'll let you guys be the judge because that's what we do. We don't... I'm not... In this case, I'm not going to...
I think it's kind of too late. You put crazy pants in people's minds, so...
Oh, that's true. You're right. I did, didn't I?
Yeah.
All right. Well, sorry about that. This year's federal duck stamp features the lesser scalp, which was done by Richard Clifton of Milton, Delaware. He painted the artwork for the stamp. Waterfowlers and other citizens who care about the federal duck stamp have until, it was earlier this summer, to comment and on a proposal that would eliminate the mandatory hunting element for the contest artwork. The Trump administration pushed for hunting element rule, which went into effect in 2020 of May. And in a 180-degree reversal, the Biden U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service now says it wants to remove that rule, effective with the 2022 contest. Friends of Animals, a Connecticut-based animal rights group, filed a lawsuit against the then-new hunting element requirement. At the time, no one in U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service or the Department of Justice would comment on the litigation. Friends of Animals said that they were suing because the rule alienated non-hunters like bird watchers or photographers who may find killing offensive, period. This takes the cake as one of the most ludicrous anti-wildlife, anti-conservation measures that previous administration had implemented, said Priscilla Farrell, Friends of Animals president, in a release. Feral, like as in feral cats.
Okay.
Okay. Did the lawsuit from an animal rights group influence the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and Biden administration decision to recommend eliminating the rule? That's a question mark. Did that happen? One of the individuals that wrote the article said they pitched the question to U.S. Fish and Wildlife, Department of Justice, and as of a month or two ago, they hadn't heard back. And according to an associate attorney with the Friends of Animals, he responded to this questioning, however, and confirmed that his organization supports the proposed change and intends to dismiss this case if the proposal becomes a rule.
Okay, so why does it have to have a hunting element to it to begin with?
They just had that because the duck stamp has traditionally been involved with...
Right.
And it supports the hunting element.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So.
Is that something that they wanted for every year moving forward or just for the 2020 contest?
No, it's something that they wanted to have going forward.
Okay.
Just something. It doesn't have to be shooting a duck.
No.
It can be just out hunting. It could be walking through a field.
Why can't it just be a duck?
I know.
Or have a hunting element to it. Why? As long as there's a duck. Can I write a letter?
Oh,
I'll just say,
my.
As long as there's a duck, it's cool. Okay?
In Thanks. Justifying the proposed change, I'm just skipping right
Please
over it.
Please do.
Because those letters that you send, just don't. It's like giving a complaint to Don. Okay,
well, I have letters to Don coming.
It's a book we're going to make, Letters to Don.
Yeah. Ava's Letters.
Yeah, there it is. So moving along, not getting ground to a screeching halt, the proposed change, U.S. Fish and Wildlife said June 23rd, Federal Register posting, since the implementation of the 2020 rule requiring the inclusion of a mandatory hunting-related element, many duck stamp contest artists have continued to express their dissatisfaction with the element being a requirement for all entries. The service has proposed a change to allow artists more freedom of expression when designing their entries. The reason I think this is crazy pants is I don't understand why this whole thing even started. This is just ridiculous. So we spend so much time on an element that doesn't really, it shouldn't be involved. It's been great as it was. The duck stamp should just
continue. Be the duck stamp and
waterfowl hunters that buy the bulk of the nation. Waterfowl hunters do buy the bulk of the federal duck stamps because they're required to hunt ducks and geese. You have to have the duck stamp to hunt ducks
like
and geese.
The pheasant.
Yeah. Well, not duck stamp for pheasant, but...
No, I know, but
yeah,
pheasant stamp.
A smaller percentage of the citizens also buy their stamps for artistic and conservation value. Okay? But it's a small percentage, comparatively. Right?
Right.
Response to the writer encountered the hunting element as the U.S. Fish and Wildlife first unveiled the idea 2 years ago, and that was mixed opinions from artists and waterfowlers alike. Some appreciated the tip the hat to hunters who have been buying the stamp since 1934, while others considered it unnecessary. So artists, several of them, told this particular article that jamming in a decoy dog or call element might already be challenging piece of artwork, even more challenging.
Mm-hmm.
They
see,
published
I stand
the rule.
With that, you know.
Yeah, the regulations required inclusion of a waterfowl hunting-related scene or accessory in every entry, did not specify what accessories to include. An image of a drake lesser scalp with a lanyard and duck calls was chosen as the winner of the 2020 contest.
So I think like for a year, it would be kind of fun to like be like, okay, this year a hunting element, this year a different element. You know what I mean? Like switch it up, but to require it for.
I think that, I think that whole thing is just, it's an odd.
Don't we have bigger issues?
Thank you. That's where I'm going with this. This whole thing is crazy pants. That's why you didn't really, I kind of faked you out with it because you thought I was going to say, why are we even arguing this other point? Well, why are we filing a lawsuit? This is the stupidest thing ever. I just don't agree with the whole thing. You don't need to have anything in it. I've got friends that have painted duck stamps. They've done great. We've had people on the show that have done it. I just think it's flat out crazy.
So in middle school, you can hand in entries. They do that in art class.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister got an honorable mention with her wood ducks.
That's very cool.
Yeah. My mom has it framed at her house.
Well.
Because it's so good. She did such a good job.
That's
have to take a picture and send it to you.
Well, let's put it on the website.
Yeah.
We should have that. That would be encouraging like, young artists to participate by putting your stuff on our website.
Yeah. Even though this is early, like, 2000s. But
it doesn't matter.
Who cares?
But it's an encouraging start to getting some people out there to do that kind of thing, which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah.
That's just me.
And that middle schoolers are such good artists. Seriously.
Pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. So remember, next week we will be talking to Don. We will be having the Don's top five things that happened at Ashkenam Resort for the giveaway Fish With Us trip. So that will be happening. You've got to listen next week. It's going to be a ginormous show. It's going to be fun, funny, and that's going to be it. For Ava, myself, we are the Valley Outdoors, and we are out of here.